In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, amen. Today is the first day of the blessed month of Tuba. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my Father and my brethren, amen. This day marks the martyrdom of St. Stephen, the archdeacon and the first martyr. St. Luke testified about him in the Acts of the Apostles, saying, Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. In Acts 6:8. The Jews invited him and cited him and brought him to their council. They also set up false witnesses who said, this man does not cease to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses delivered to us. And all who sat in the council looking steadfastly at him saw his face as the face of angels. Then the archpriest said, are these things so? Saint Stephen answered with convincing words, told them the history from Abraham to Moses, the coming out of Abraham from Haran, the birth and circumcision of Isaac, Jacob, and his sons, and their selling of Joseph, and how Joseph revealed himself to his brothers. Saint Stephen continued to narrate to them all the events until the building of the temple. He concluded by saying, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your father did, so do you. Which do the prophets did your father not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you know have become the betrayers and martyrs, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to their hearts, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears and ran toward him with one accord, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. They stoned Stephen, and as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with the sin. And when he said this, he fell asleep. Devout men carried St. Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. May his presence be with us all, amen. On this day also St. Leontius was martyred. He was from Syria during the time of the infidel Emperor Maximinus. When the emperor heard about this saint and his worship of Christ, he sent for him. He tried to entice him with much money to renounce the worship of Christ and to worship the idols. The saint mocked the emperor's words and despised his presence, belittling his threats of torture. The emperor was enraged, ordered him to be hung on the squeezing machine, to be pressed and then be beaten with pins, and to be cast in boiling oil. The saint endured it all, and the Lord Christ strengthened and held him. When the emperor was weary and torturing him, he ordered Leontius to be beheaded, and Leontius received the crown of martyrdom. Many miracles and wonders appeared throughout his body until he became well known in all Syria, and several churches and monasteries were built in his name. His praise be with us, and glory be to our God forever, amen. Ksiyati agiya mariyati pa arsenos a